I'm sure we keep time on those.
Just to confirm.
Make sure y'all find some.
So you live here, yes.
I do now.
Yes, sir. Over 2 years now.
Okay.
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. on this 24th day of November, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge, Legal Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. J.B. Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. The way we start Commissioners Court, we start with prayer and pledges of both flags. So if you will join me in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and ask for your continued blessings upon us, and ask for your continued blessings upon our state, our county, our nation. We thank you for this much-needed rain. We all need this going into wintertime, and we're just so thankful that you have provided where we are needed. Also, I ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and your love and care upon all of us today as we make decisions that pertain to the citizens of this great county. All of these things we pray in your holy, precious, and most sacred name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And while we do that, I'm going to read something because we've got a few people that are signed up to speak. So you guys go ahead and go with the consent agenda, and then I'll take a motion when we finish.
Yes. We did have a
manual
check.
Okay. It was smaller, $6,819.75, check number 83775. It was for a batwing mower, I believe for precinct 4.
So I don't know, maybe a competition thing, but they're cutting a check back apparently because they pay tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of it coming back. It wasn't that much. That was nearly a $30,000 mower that we got an auction. So
we'll take checks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but $519.75.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys finish that. In the matters of exceptional interest, the court may. No, let me start over. It is the interest of the court to provide an open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the Commissioner's Court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that the Marion County Commissioner's Court is a constitutional court with both judicial and legislative powers created under the Texas Constitution. As constitutional court, Marion County Commissioner's Court also possesses the power to issue a contempt of court citation, also under local government code. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance and any regular special emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court. In participation in public discussions before the court and in all actions in the presence of the court, proper attire for men and women and children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and or do not conduct themselves in an orderly or appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting may result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of the individual or group. Neither is the intention of the court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court, individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court and or any person in the court's presence or a racial, ethnic, or gender slur will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the Commissioner's Court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violation of these rules will result in the following sanctions: cancellation of the speaker's remaining time, removal from the commissioner's courtroom, a contempt of court citation, or such other civil or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the state of Texas. May I have a motion on item number one?
Yes, motion to accept the verbal minutes of consent agenda with the addition of Perry.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, award indigent attorney contract for 2026. You guys have some papers in your binder. Each time that we award this contract, the district judge for the 276th Judicial District and 115th Judicial District and myself get together and review all the applications, and then we make a recommendation to the court. The recommendation to the court for the indigent attorney contract is Craig Fletcher. If the court so chooses to abide by that recommendation, I will need a motion to award that indigent contract to Craig Fletcher.
I'll make the motion to award the indigent attorney contract for 2026 to Craig Fletcher, which was presented by the judge.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, award the conflict indigent attorney contract for 2026. Same song, different dance. Myself and the two district judges recommend Brandon Wynn as the conflict attorney. I'll also need that in a motion. Brandon Wynn.
Make a motion to award the conflict in the attorney contract for 2026 to Brandon Wynn.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, consider for approval special budget for Sheriff Department sale of old evidence items per local government code 111.01808, accepting certificate of audit for receipt of funds in the amount of $1,500.
I make a motion to approve special budget for Sheriff Department sale of old evidence items per local government code 111.01808, accepting certificate of auditor for receipt of funds, $1,500.
Second.
Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, consider for approval of the 2026 county holidays.
Asking Kim earlier about that we're going to start with January, the first, it comes off this year, so we got that straight.
Yeah, it's on the last from last year.
My question was, last year, I believe we moved LBJ holiday to the Friday before Labor Day, so it would be a 4-day weekend. Mm-hmm. If we do that, I think that it would have to be on that Friday, the 4th, is that right?
Yes.
Otherwise, we have 2 3-day weekends in a row as opposed to 1-4.
September 4th, instead of 4 days. I have no problem with 2 3-day weekends.
Okay, with 2 3-day weekends or?
Or 1 4-day. I mean, it's 6 to 1 half a dozen.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt me.
You leave it as is?
Don't look at me.
I'm good with it the way it is.
Okay. That's just the way it is.
Paul? That's fine.
Make a motion to accept the holiday that's presented by Kim for 2026.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, consider for approval terms of court for 2026. If you'll look at your dates, there are highlighted dates, which are budget meetings. Thank you, Madam Clerk, for getting all this put together for us.
You're welcome.
Anybody see anything conflicting? Or do you guys have anything conflicting currently?
It's right to me.
I don't know for sure that one was 17th July. I'm not 100% sure if that's not going to fall during the conference. It's right in there close, but we just have to adjust that.
We'll adjust it as needed. Once they get all those dates.
Maybe we can.
Hopefully we don't make three budget meetings. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the approval of the terms of court for 2026.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, consider for approval presentation by Alexis Health Systems and take any necessary action. Jamie, if you'd like to start us off.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge, Commissioners, guests, Representative Dean. I'm going to be quick in my introduction, and then I'm going to turn it over to the guys that actually know what they're talking about. Before they make their presentation, I did want to kind of give an overview of how all this came to be and how it got started. Back in May, a mutual friend that owns a shop here in Jefferson called me up and said, "Hey, there's a guy by the name of Nathan Ford that wants to meet some folks here. He and his wife bought a place outside of town. They found Jefferson, kind of fell in love with it, and he just wants to meet some of you guys. Nothing official." And so we ended up meeting myself, a couple of the city council members, and some other folks. And Nathan has numerous businesses. He's a member of the Hexham Health Systems group. He's not here today. At any rate, he just likes the community and wanted to, learn about our community and see in what ways he might be able to help us. And so we had that meet and greet, and then that led to a meeting. I believe it was it June or July. Nathan, Bill Wright, Dr. McCollum came and spoke to a group of us over at the Transportation Center, including the mayor, former council member, our tourism director, or our president of our tourism board, myself, and some other folks. And they, let me back up a little bit. A couple of years ago, the JETCO board commissioned a community a study by Texas A&M to come up with a comprehensive plan on things where things we're lacking in our community and things where we might be able to improve some things. And these guys, on their own volition, studied that in detail. They came and talked to us about, tourism, infrastructure. One of the items that was on there was improving our healthcare situation here in Marion County. And these guys, this is not me at all. I didn't come up with any of this. And if you were to tell me today, we'd be talking about the possibility of having an ER and a little hospital here. I would have said, nah, not going to happen. But at any rate, we proceeded with that meeting. And then the federal government passed the Big Beautiful Bill, which contained a $50 billion provision to improve rural health care. So they jumped on it and got their ducks in a row. They wanted to partner with the McLean County Hospital District in an idea that the hospital district would actually own the facility and the property. And they made a presentation to them, introduced them to a couple of the board members. They made a presentation. Their board considered it and took a pass on it. Well, these guys didn't give up. They said, you know what, we're just going to proceed as a private enterprise and make applications for those grants. And we have a good group of local health providers at the Fine Ed Clinic with Trent and Robin Gale and Mirror Creek. But a hospital would greatly enhance things that we don't have here. And there are needs. They contemplate some a few beds dedicated to mental health crises. And I know, I'm sure it's true of the sheriff's department too, but I know that our local police department has had to transport mental health patients as far as Dallas to get a bed. And I would imagine that it's true of the sheriff's department as well. Because there's just not any, I think there's only like one mental health bed at the hospital in Atlanta. And I'm not sure that it's available whenever we need it. But with that being said.
So I'm going to stop you there. Guys, the state of Texas is far beyond in a mental health crisis. Like, it is the most detrimental thing that's happening to this state currently. The year is 2025. We're about to go into the year 2026. There are less mental health beds in this state currently than there were in 1976.
2,850, Judge.
Yes, sir. 2,850 beds for 35 million people, half of which had some kind of mental issue. Not necessarily, you know, they don't have episodes, but half of the people in this state have some sort of mental defect, whether they go to the doctor or not. So we are in a mental health crisis, and the sheriff's department has driven people as far away as Lubbock for a mental health bed. And when that happens, it ain't pull up to the door, escort them in the hospital, get back in the car, drive back to Marion County. They have to stay there with that person until it's time to come home. Sorry.
No, that's great information. I mean, and you know, if you want to take it a step back further, you know, we have a homeless crisis in this country. I'm going to digress for just a second. In the 80s, all the mental hospitals started closing down. And so where are those people going to go? You know? So anyway, it's a bigger problem, but we have to deal with what we can on our local level. So there is a need. You know, there are people here that, you know, can't, you know, we all know people that have had some kind of medical emergency, maybe not life-threatening emergency, where they need some inpatient medical care. Well, they have to go to Marshall or Longview. You need an MRI. Well, you got to go to Marshall or Longview. So there's a, you know, and the ability to have an emergency room physician on duty 24 hours a day. You know, there it might reduce the number of people that have to be flown out of here for critical care. But at any rate, I'm going to let them get into the specifics of what they want to address on that. But with that being said, I'm going to introduce you guys to Mr. Bill Wright, Dr. Leonard McCollum, with Epexom Health Systems. There are other principals, Dr. Miles Rosada and Nathan Ford couldn't be here today. And on a personal note, I enjoy working with Dr. McCollum and Bill, because when I'm working with this group, I'm not the ball guy.
More hair than all of us combined except for Dr. Rosada. That's true.
It's true. Right.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'll be brief. I did create a couple decks. I know we sent this to you already, but so you guys can kind of see the image of where we're going. I can propose Dr. Judge LaFleur. Thank you for the time. I thank my brother as well. So the idea, more than anything else, is to bring a much-needed resource to an amazing community. We've done our own work. We understand that the most important thing we can do right now is let the experts actually get in the space. I am not a clinician, not a doctor. I'm an administrator more than anything else, and I'll serve in that capacity in some form or another once it's built. But the real genius behind the hospital is a a board-certified emergency room doctor, Dr. Miles Rosada, who is the principal. He has a very intricate network of doctors that he works with. He actually owns 3 hospitals. He's not able to make it to us today because he's actually at one of his hospitals that he's really just kind of taken over and building in the west part of Texas right now. And I think the board just had surgery on his arm last week, so he's not able to make it with us today. But he sent me a text right before he walked in saying, man, make sure if they need anything, I got them. I'll do what I can do. What I'm most excited about this entire plan is that we get a chance to do this as a partnership. And that partnership and what we're asking for is access to the existing facility or land. And we'll take it from there. We understand there's some challenges with that facility, and we're prepared to take those on as well. We've done the homework, we've done the research, and along with myself and Dr. McCollum, I think we're equipped to be able to do this with your blessings. Any questions, guys? As you can see, it's a 10-bed facility. Those are 10 beds. I think there are 8 bays for intake for emergency. Those 10 beds, we're thinking as many as 3 of those 10 beds will serve in the behavioral health space to be able to help those folks in mental health crisis. It is a very fluid process. I'd like to work directly with whomever at the point I think is important to lend aid to what the best fix is for the facility to make sure that we're doing a good job. Additionally, we want to do some other things. We think the community deserves some stuff. I drove the land again this morning. I saw a couple of really great places. We'd like to put a park out front, a place for families to go and have picnics and interact with. We believe there's enough room to put a very small community center in to be able to handle overflow for other facilities, birthday parties, et cetera, or training facilities, et cetera. This place will be more than just an ER, more than just the hospital. We want it to be a part of the community. Pretty cool space. Thank you. That's a good point. We also think it's important to understand that we plan to partner with the local pharmacy or bring in a pharmacy to make sure that there's access to drug administration. I would point out a couple of things I didn't talk to. We also still understand that even with this facility, even with the edifice in place, even with the things that that this land can do for us, we want to do some other things. We want to really kind of build a medical plan for the community. We'll put in, associated with this facility, a digital version of the hospital that can triage patients by picking up your phone and calling in. You go into a waiting room very similar to you would if you were in a physical at the building. To make sure that every time your elbow hurts, you don't need to come into the doctor, you just need to see your physician when time happens. But, to help people understand that process. Additionally, we plan to put in as many as 2 mobile units to place around the county. So you don't have to drive all the way in. And those mobile units may be not equipped with doctors, but definitely with nurses or people who are able to handle lower crisis. You cut yourself, you fell, and you sprain your leg or your arm to be able to treat those lesser injuries or needs, just to be able to supplement this facility. So there's a lot of really great things coming with it additionally. Any questions?
I have your honor. You guys got anything before I start asking it? So, I'm speaking
sure.
For the 9,814 people who aren't in this room currently. The LLC that was formed, say it for me so I don't say it wrong, Texium Health.
Texium Health.
Okay, that was formed in September of 2025. As you well know, as a businessman, anytime someone comes and says, hey, I got a proposal for you, buddy, we're gonna make this happen, it's going to be a great thing. Sure. First thing a businessman should do is go back and see when all this began.
When did it start?
So I would assume that this LLC that was formed in September is a spinoff of another business plan or model?
Correct.
Okay. So it wasn't just formed in September. You guys got around a coffee table and said, hey, we're going to go to Marion County and build a hospital.
Let's go do some stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right. What other facilities does your company operate and where?
Paxton was literally created for Jefferson,
okay,
for Marion County. The majority of our work is done with Dr. Moscow Zaga, and so he has multiple facilities, and I can get you a list of the actual addresses and locations.
Is there any other counties other than Marion, and you just answered, halfway answered this question, that he or y'all operate in as a business, like
yes.
another hospital?
Yes, sir.
Could I get a list of those as well?
I'll get a list as well. Yes,
perfect. And this may be, I'm going to ask the county attorney this question, but will this impact either positively or negatively on our hospital district? Will it change any of their makeup, any of their, what they do for our community? Do you know that?
You know, I understand. I don't know that. I'm 100% sure how they're structured. I think they deal with primarily injured care. And so from our perspective, no, that's not our intent at all.
Okay.
It is after our pass in, I guess, July, the dialogue was, okay, let's let them function as they need to. I don't think that our business model needs to interact with theirs. I can tell you that Dr. Rosada and his other hospitals, you know, partnership is welcome always, but not required from the hospital districts.
Perfect. Jamie, do you know the answer to that? Do you know why the hospital district may have passed on that?
I don't really know. I mean, honestly, I'll just say this. I'm on the GEDCO board. If they had come to the GEDCO board and say, hey, we want to partner with you on a hospital here, and we want you guys to, you know, to own it, own the property, and we'll manage it and operate it. You know, I don't know anything about running a hospital
yeah.
or owning a hospital, and I it would be best to ask the hospital district about that. But it's probably, you know, we haven't had a hospital here in 40 years,
sure.
and I'm pretty sure that nobody on that hospital board has no. ever been involved in the management.
Yeah, it's the same scenario if they would come to the commissioner's court and said, hey, we want you guys to build this and operate it.
Right.
These guys are working on roads, and they got far too much on my plate already.
But the real answer to that is you need to ask them. I mean, I think they just said, I don't know.
Maybe just change. It may have just been change.
Yeah. Well,
some people, they don't like
change. We all like to be creatures of habit and operate in our sphere of comfort. And
not me. Let's so change. Forth. Let's do something.
And part of the problem was is that we were on an accelerated timeline because they had to get the applications
sure.
for these grants. And so it was a high pressure situation, and something had to be decided quickly. And fortunately, the guys just pivoted after the hospital district didn't want to partner and got their applications in as Paxson Health Systems.
Correct. Perfect. That's all the questions about that. You guys have any questions?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
So, feel free to ask down the road. My contact information is on the back of that handout. So you can always shoot me an email or text me.
So without putting you on the spot, what's the ask?
The ask is for the land, okay. specifically. We've created a document delivered to him. And submitted that, and the ask is for that. It helps us mitigate those costs associated with, we understand we're still in the abatement process, you know, with the current facility, but beyond that, it still makes sense for us financially to leverage the land existing space.
So guys, the ask is for us to sell them the property of the old Marion County Hospital for $100 bill. And there's a whole lot of stipulations in, we'll get into that once we get into executive session, but that's the ask.
Okay.
There's no tax abatements. There's no, we need to borrow $1 million. There's nothing like that other than we want you to sell this property to us for $100 bill. Crisp, brand new, in an envelope.
Yeah,
in an envelope.
Yeah, go straight to your bank and get it for you. But yeah, the thoughts behind it are simple. We fully understand that there's a lot of work that's got to go into this piece of property. To make it this kind of equipment alone is going to cost us several million.
Sure.
Somebody mentioned MRI a few minutes ago. If you priced those lately,
yeah, they're not cheap.
Might find one on eBay, but very expensive, and we understand that, and we'll look for costs wherever possible. We understand also that from a rural health perspective, hospitals typically are closing, not opening. That is not the case. The reason I think is simply because of poor planning and poor administrative. Doctors care the same. You know, the patients come needing help. The difference is in how we administrate it.
Well, I will tell you that this is a pretty big deal for us. We're excited that you're here. As I can say that on behalf of the court, wherever this goes, however it gets there. So, you've piqued the interest of people. There's never this many people in our court.
Thank y'all for coming out.
You have obviously our local newspaper guy here. You've got our state representative here, Jay Dean. Thanks for being here. And then you have a news camera, a news crew, Jamie, a single man news crew from Longview, Tyler. So this definitely has piqued some interest of the public, and we're excited about it.
Thanks, sir.
Gentlemen, do you guys have any questions?
We do this. What is it? Is there anything? What's guaranteeing y'all are going to do this? I mean, a
couple things. One, as you'll see in the letter of intent, you know, we understand that there's a timeline. We need a timeline to actually, you know, secure next steps, grants. Funding sources can't happen unless we have an anchor, and the anchor for us is the land in this case. But if things fail, we walked away tomorrow and said, no, we can't do this. The world just turned into crazy town. It's your land. You get to keep it, get it back to you. And so it's essentially no risk for you, plus you get a $100 bill. But the reality is there's no downside to the community. This is an organization trying to figure it out.
Okay. With that being said, I would like to clear the gallery. The court will enter into executive session to discuss A, consultation with attorney per local government code 551.071, and real property per local government code 551.071. The time is 9:30 a.m. And don't go away, because we'll be back. All right, the time is now 10:01 a.m. The Marion County Commissioners Court is out of executive session. No decisions were made and no votes were taken while we were in executive session. I am now opening the Commissioners Court back up to the public. The time is 10:02 a.m. And we will go to item number nine, and I have one person to sign up to speak, and that is the former mayor of the city of Jefferson, Ms. Patricia Finstrom. If you would like to take your 3 minutes, the floor is yours.
What I come to talk to y'all about was the Butcher Building. In May or June of 2024, the Butchers called me and told me that they were going to build out there. They would keep us informed, I was there at the time, that they were going to do their own sewer, that they knew the city couldn't afford it, and they were going to put in their own sewer, that the city needed to annex that property because we need the sales tax from it, obviously. Well, and I talked to attorneys at TML, and it was possible. It is possible for us to annex that property. So all this locked down, they called home when they were going to tear the building down. Nobody was in any big hurry to do anything. I think they had stuff going everywhere. So I talked to them about a month ago. And they told me at the time that, yes, they were going to do their own sewer until Leibert called and offered to put the sewer in for them. They are still planning on building whenever. I don't know what the problem is. Now, the city has not been the holdup, or the county, I don't guess the county has either, but the city's not been there. Now, you guys never came to City Hall and asked our commissioners about hooking into the city unless you're going to put your own city sewer plant out there. But if you plan on coming to the city limits and hooking onto the city's sewer, you really should have come and talked to somebody to make sure the city sewer would handle it. Are their stations are bad, they're old, they're whatever. I just wanted to clear this up in that they weren't waiting on anybody, that they already had the plans drawn up, he told me, to do the sewer, put the sewer in out there, and we're fixing to buy property because they need more property to do the sewer. So it seemed to me at the time it was going to be a good deal for them to do the sewer. and not cost us anything. But that's just, I just wanted y'all to know, that's the way it went down with the city. And that's how Brookshire's just talked to me this whole time. That's all. Any questions?
Jill, any questions?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Believe the meeting that the state representative Dean and I had at the city, Brookshire's Grocery Company, was that they were not putting in sewer, they were putting in an enlarged septic system. Was the reason that they were trying to purchase more real property. It was going to be extremely expensive for them and for the court's notice. I have never embarked this commissioner's court in any contract, any negotiation, any promises made. I explained to Brookshire's Grocery Company that the commissioner's court would be in agreement to enter into a discussion with them on bringing water and sewer to the facility at the intersection of 59 and 2208. I never entered any contract with them. I never made them any promise. Representative Dean was with me when we had that discussion with Brookshire Grocery. It was a Zoom call in my office that this grant was coming out, and we would love to help them with this if we could. So that is what happened during that meeting. And I believe we have an engineer here from a company that's going to give you guys some information on the cost of this.
Let me just say this. At the time, Brookshire's was going to pay for all that. They were going to do, of course, they would have had to go to the state to do their sewer or their septic or whatever it was, but they were ready to do it. They also realized that the city needs the sales tax. And I realize that y'all want the sales tax, but you're going to really hurt the city if in fact you take the sales tax away from them.
Thank you. Sir?
Yes, sir. Judge Commissioners, Robert Haberly, Schomburg and Holt Consulting Engineers out of Tyler. We did work for the city of Jefferson, and at a previous Commissioners Court meeting, Judge LaFleur had mentioned that it had been some time since he had had an updated cost on what an estimated engineer's opinion would be on the cost to get the sewer put down there to that 59 and 2208 intersection. And Let me hasten to tell you guys, I am not an engineer. I work for a bunch of engineers. But
I think everyone works for a bunch of engineers.
I think we do. So what I'm going to tell you today is the latest update that our engineers have projected. And this was last done in September, which was 4 or 5, 6 weeks ago. But it was looked at again this morning with no significant changes. And the cost, total estimated cost to get that project completed is just north of $5 million. It's $5.3 million. If you want the exact number, it's 5306,147. And I don't have any real details or particulars. I have a schematic drawing of...
Do you mind if I have that?
Yeah, please do, yes. Okay. And the estimate too. I just brought one copy because I didn't
that's
know
fine,
I was going
to
do
this. So I put him on the spot downstairs. He wanted to present this to me out in the pouring rain. I said, come on upstairs where it's dry and you can present this to the court.
So I can get an engineer standing in this very place as soon as you would like to see one that could give you details and specifics about the project, but I do have a schematic drawing and the estimated cost.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And I don't think we're at that point when we get there. If you will shoot me an email stating that you can have somebody here.
Yes, sir.
So that when the time comes that we need somebody here, I can get a hold of them.
Yes, sir.
Back on item number 9, we spoke with the county attorney about a letter that we intend to send the city of Jefferson so that the city of Jefferson can determine who, what, when, where, and why. We need a representative from the city of Jefferson as a point lead person to discuss this matter. Someone who has authority from the city of Jefferson to make a decision for the city of Jefferson. I don't know if that's going to be Alan Watley, a third party, whoever that may be, somebody that knows what's going on, so that we're not dragging our feet on this for 6 to 8 months and still don't have anything done. I think we need to move on this. The city attorney is going to draft a letter so that I can sign it and send it to the city so that we can get something done on this. Do I have any other questions from the commissioner's court on item number 9? Okay, good. Item number 10, court to take necessary action on matters discussed in executive session regarding real property. Before we get there, since this has to do with health care, Will Thomas is our representative on the Marion County Health and Resources Coalition. And before we take any action on item number 10, I would like Will to be able to make a presentation to the court.
Good morning. Thank you, Judge, for having me up.
Thank you,
Commissioners, for seeing me. Marion County Health and Resource Coalition has been in place for the past few years at the request of Judge LaFleur here. And we provided health care assistance through health fairs. We've partnered with University of Texas, and we've been doing this for the past few years. But now we're doing this, preparing to move on to the next phase. What we intend to do is start replication of a successful initiative that was started at University of New Mexico, and it's called the HEROES Act. And basically what it is, it's a health extension regional offices, HEROES for short. This project will establish a hub here in Jefferson, and it'll be at the what used to be the primary school, because the primary school is closed up now. Only thing they have over there is special ed and detention for those guys. Okay, and basically what we're going to do, the Marion County Health and Resource Coalition, is we're going to oversee the whole program, and we'll report back up to UT Tyler. Okay. Each hub, like I said, we will report to the University of Texas Tyler School of Medicine, and then they will help us out with anything that's needed down here. Okay, basically what we've already done is we started to improve the access to healthcare here in this underserved community in Marion County. And we're going to continue to improve that by coordinating with partners that we have already here, such as Special Health Resources, Christus Hospital, UT Tyler, and quite a few others. Department of Health and Human Services, and quite a few others. Okay. What I'm going to talk to y'all about today is just the first phase that we're going through, because we got like 4 different phases that we're going to do. That we want to do. But instead of just going through all 4 phases, we'll just talk about one today. And that's the immediate need for healthcare and pharmacy. We're going to continue to do the health fairs. And what we're going to do is also add additional dental screening. And then we're already working with the hospital district. The big disconnect here in Marion County, I found out from doing these health fairs and talking to the hospital district, was that Indigent Care didn't take care of the people of Marion County, because what was needed is that they would have to be turned down for Medicaid. In order for them to get turned down for Medicaid, they would have to go all the way to Marshall. Well, to alleviate that problem, we already have a person we have 2 people right here in Jefferson that works with DHHS that can turn them down for Medicaid, get the paperwork over to Indigent Care. So instead of us going back and forth, what we did is start working with Indigent Care. And now a person is going to be going over there once or twice a week. And whenever they have patients come in, whatever paperwork is needed, they walk them through the application process, and then also get them turned down for the Medicaid so that they can get taken care of by Indigent Care. We also partnered with Community Health Corps. Earlier you were talking about the people that needed mental health assistance. Well, Community Health Corps does just that. What Community Health Corps is going to do is bring down personnel that's connected with them, and we're going to have classes. We're also going to bring in counselors right there at the Fred Lockett building, and they're going to help out with the mental health covering the mental health aspect. Now, UT Tyler, of course, they have mental health experts too, as well as mental health students. I mean, I'm sorry, not mental health students.
I'm sure they
do. Participate in the mental health program. No, they don't have crazy students running around.
They're in college.
Yeah, but no, mental health professional students, they have them there, UT Tyler, and they're going to be part of this partnership too. Basically, everything is going to work right there out of that school building, the old school building. And I love it because it's a central location to the most vulnerable area, which is in Ward 2 of Marion County. And then it also gives us the opportunity to continue to service the people out of Mims, out of DeLake, as well as the people out of Smithland. That's where we normally have our three health fairs. I've also talked with GoBus, and we've already put in a grant so that if anybody have an appointment with a hospital or anything that they need to get to that appointment, we have a grant, they can ride GoBus for free. Even though it's free for military and veterans, it'll only be $2, and we'll cover that cost. And the last thing is that what we're going to do is continue to work with community health workers, which comes from DHHS, like I say, which is right here in Jefferson. That will alleviate a lot of the problems with getting people the help that they need. And as far as the pharmacy is concerned, we already put together an initiative for that. We're going to be working with Express Scripts, and that way people will have their medicine mailed directly to their houses. How do they get prescriptions for medicine? That comes from the doctors that's coming in from UT Tyler, as well as Special Health Resources. And with that, subject to your questions, that's all I have.
Gentlemen, do you have any questions? Well, thank you very much for heading this up for us. We appreciate it.
No worries.
All right. Item number 10, court take necessary actions on matters discussed in executive session regarding real property. Gentlemen, I have before me a letter of intent between Pexium Health Systems and the County of Marion. We have discussed this with the county attorney. Gotten some good feedback on it. Got some good questions answered. I will entertain a motion to either accept or reject this letter of intent according to item number 10. If you make a motion to accept, it needs to state and signed by the Marion County judge.
I will make a motion to accept or send that letter of intent and authorize our county judge to sign it.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Wright?
Yes, sir.
You will come sign this.
Absolutely.
I don't want you leaving this building.
Put your name on it. I need to do that right now.
Here, hold on.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect.
He's a good man.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay right here. Sir, if you'll come up here with me, Jay. Guys, if y'all will stand up right here, I'm going to put Jay on.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to me and you and him are going to get right there. First step, and hopefully a very long partnership. We need to see what's being done. Let's get over this.
Jay!
Yes, sir.
Jay, what's your name?
Let me fix mine.
I'll fix it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
He probably heard me talk about all those mental health things.
Yeah.
All
right.
1, 2, 3.
Did you get everybody? Jamie, you good? All right.
I guess you guys look amazing.
Sir?
Here, go ahead and look at me. I get pictures of people looking over there.
All right, that's a good deal. So, Mr. Wright, is there some sort of a before we adjourn, some sort of a press release that you'd like to put out on this?
Yes, I've already provided one to Jamie to share with the team, and it simply just outlines what our target, our intended process is at a very high level.
Okay. Do you mind getting that to my office?
Absolutely.
Here's a note. He got wet.
I don't know if you do you need
you want as well?
If you will send that to me, I'm gonna doctor it up.
Okay.
And then we'll put it out.
Have a day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Ding.
Thank you.
Are there any other matters before the Marion County Commissioner's Court? Hearing none, Commissioner Ashley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.